Steve, just hold your microphone. Just hold the dead key for a minute. It sounds a lot better. KB2HXS.
A little bit of dead key, and nothing else.
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad at all now, Steve. Whatever it was, you probably moved something away from the radio. Something was radiating.
Turn it back on.
2HXS.
Yay, how's that sound? Is it back?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's down considerably.
Considerably or gone?
Just throw a dead key from it. It's pretty much gone, yeah. I'm just picking up background noise off your microphone.
Now, how's that? Do you hear it?
Oh, God, yeah. Whatever you did, it's back full.
Wall wart. Yeah, I'm going to start eliminating individual wall warts here. Hang on.
Hey, Steve, sounds like a 60-cycle hump.
Out now. That's why I just told him to throw a dead key. And see, there's got to be something near the radio, radiating into the radio or something.
Try that now. Is it there now?
Yes.
Now, did that do it?
Nope, it's still there. Whatever you did before to eliminate it, do it again, because it's still there.
Is it still there?
Oh, it got louder, yeah. No, it's still there.
Is it still there?
Nope, gone.
It's crazy. It's one of these wall warts. I got to figure out which one these go to. And you say my signal's clean now.
Yeah, just throw a dead key for a couple seconds.
The rain in Spain falls mainly in the plain, dead key.
Yeah, you're good now. You're real good now. Fortunately, I can hear you 100%. KB2HXS.
You hear that, Bill? I don't get no respect.
No, I got to show my bub somehow.
So that? Oh, my goodness. And you know what? My watt meter's doing something when it's not supposed to be. I'm on 2 meters, not supposed to. Okay, there it went away. I wonder what the heck that's all about.
Well, like I said, you might want to check your coax. Maybe you're not grounded real well in the coax, and it's just throwing signal everywhere.
Uh-huh. How about that? This thing is, that is weird. Huh. I'm throwing an SWR of about 6, and a wattage. Okay, it's bleeding over. How about that?
There you go. Yeah, that's probably your problem. All right, well, gentlemen, I'm going to back out of here. I got some things to do around the house, and I will catch up with you later. Steve, have a good afternoon, and we'll talk with you soon. KN4VWAKB2HXS.
KB2HXS. Have a good day, Dave. KN4VWA, hanging around. Hey, Bill, are you still there?
Sir, what's up?
Same old stuff, different day, just smells worse. Copy your last.
Iran and Israel.
For an HT.
Tuning on. I got the one upstairs, that TYT on a mobile antenna.
Wow, you faded off into the weeds there for a minute. Now you're coming back.
What that was?
Well, you just weren't holding your mouth, right? All right, well, listen, I'm going to jump off here, and I'm going to play with some stuff real quick and see what I got going on here. There's something not right in the land of Denmark.
Sounds good. I'll be sitting there for a while if you need to do a check or something. I'll be listening.
Roger, roger. I appreciate that, bud. KN4WWA, I'm clear.
Okay, Steve. N4WRL.
4ZLK.
Shane, how about it, buddy?
I don't know what you did to fix that radio.
When I moved my station in from my outbuilding, I added about, 75 or 100 feet of coax onto my system. And I had a massive ground system out there. Well, I have not applied the ground system in here, which means I've got to get my grounds onto everything in my equipment in here. And the long and the short of it, that leaves you open. I hadn't had any problems until I put these two TVs in. I put two 40-inch monitors up so that I could do my FT8 and a few other things. And apparently when I did that, it shuffled the wires around just right to where I'm getting severe noise from a wall wart. Do you know what I mean by a wall wart?
Go ahead and tell me.
Little bitty power supplies that you plug into an outlet or a strip to power things like external antennas or things like cell phone chargers. Let's see, what else? Just any kind of little, like a HT charger, something of that nature. And sometimes they can induce a severe noise, which is what I was just getting right there.
Yeah, I know what that is now. I heard you this morning, and it was a pretty loud noise, but it's definitely gone now, if that's the same radio.
Yes, sir, same radio, and, sheesh. You can get noises, all kinds of crazy stuff from all kinds of different sources, and I'm hoping I've got to go, what I've got to do is I've got to go under my house and put a ground rod in underneath my house, and then I'll run three number six copper up through the floor into the room, and then I will do a dispersal with individual grounds from a strip to each of my different components, and that way I should eliminate pretty much any issues with the possibility of wall warts.
Sure of it. Okay. I was curious. I just got back in the truck and heard you. It sounds good, though. I'll let you go. I know you're wanting to do some other things, and I'm about where I need to be, so good to hear you this morning. N4ZLK.
Well, now, listen, there is one more thing you can do, okay, with these wall warts and this whole situation. They make a thing called a 2-pound ball peen hammer. And you can make all kinds of adjustments with that. Shane, have a good day, buddy. Be careful out there. KN4BWA, I'm clear.
Yeah, I've taken care of some things with things like that before. When you work at them long enough. I'll see you later. N4ZLK.